This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. Starting with some good news. The monitors are off all the ladies, said Violetta Aleman, a bilingual legal assistant at St. Bridget's Roman Catholic Church in Postville, Iowa, where 11 immigrant mothers were detained in a massive military-style immigration raid in May of 2008, and they have been required to wear electronic monitoring devices that they call shackles. Through its Hispanic ministry, the St. Bridget Church has helped immigrants prohibited from working but forbidden to leave the state pay for rent, food, heating and medical bills for themselves and their children. Tim Counts, a spokesperson for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, confirmed the removal of the tracking devices, saying that the women would be required to check in with authorities as their cases wend their way through the federal immigration court system. He would not comment on individual cases, but did say that several of the women expected to be called as witnesses in upcoming court cases connected with the raid, while others are appealing their deportation order. The 11 women, Guatemalan and Mexican immigrants who came to work at Agriprocessors, a kosher meat processing plant, were among 389 undocumented workers arrested in the raid and still wearing, more than a year and a half later, devices that took 2 hours a day to charge and caused bruising and skin irritation. This week we are saddened by the earthquake that struck Haiti. Among the many people killed was a Brazilian doctor whose work helped save the lives of tens of thousands of children through a network that provided basic health care and support to infants. Zilda Arntz was in Haiti to support the local volunteers of the Pastoral da Criança, the Children's Pastoral, a group she founded in southern Brazil in 1983. This group teaches uneducated mothers the importance of health care issues such as breastfeeding, vaccinations, and proper hydration, and then trains these women to pass on that knowledge to friends and neighbors in impoverished communities. Today, the Pastoral is one of Brazil's most respected organizations, and Arntz was one of the nation's best-known faces. We do have news to cheer from the Haitian earthquake. The United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, is prioritizing assistance to pregnant women in the wake of the earthquake in Haiti, which already had one of the highest maternal death rates in the region. According to UNFPA estimates, one quarter of the impacted population are women of childbearing age. Haiti's maternal death rate before the quake was 670 deaths per 100,000 live births. More good news from the earthquake in Haiti. Josette Perard, a Women's E! News 21 leader for the 21st century in 2006, was seen walking home after the earthquake. In 1994, Perard co-founded the Lombi Fund of Haiti in Port-au-Prince, a nonprofit created to help poor women create economically and environmentally sustainable communities throughout Haiti. News to cheer in Afghanistan. Afghan women activists cheered President Hamid Karzai for nominating a record 3 women to his cabinet. They will be present to defend women's rights in negotiations with the Taliban. 2/3 of ministers originally proposed by Karzai for his new cabinet were rejected by Parliament last month, forcing him to rewrite his list. The newly named female candidates include Surya Dalil, a Harvard University graduate nominated for the job of public health minister, Palwata Hassan, a women's rights advocate who's been offered the Women's Affairs Ministry, and Amena Afzali, who was offered the Ministry of Martyrs and the Disabled. We cheer the Oklahoma County District Court judge who temporarily blocked enforcement of a new state abortion law that would have required women to provide detailed information about why they want the procedures and post that information on a state website. The Center for Reproductive Rights filed the lawsuit on behalf of 2 Oklahoma taxpayers, former State Representative Wanda Stapleton and Shawnee, Oklahoma resident Laura Joyce Davis. Judge Daniel Owens extended the temporary restraining order already in place until the case is heard on February 19th. We cheer new language in the health care reform bill that will fully enable women to choose certified nurse midwives, or CNMs, as providers of obstetrical and gynecological care. Elizabeth Stein, a certified nurse midwife in New York City, expressed, quote, delight that the Midwifery Care Access and Reimbursement Equity Act has been included in the pending health care reform bill, She explained that CNMs would receive reimbursement equal to physicians for OBGYN care. Medicaid currently reimburses midwives at 65% of the rate that physicians receive for the same services. We cheer the fact that an increasing number of ambassadors posted to Washington are women, but we jeer the fact that the Washington Post buried that information in the Arts and Living section of its online edition. Cheers for Germany's top circulation women's magazine, Brigitte, for replacing professional models with real women in what they call a response to what the modern woman wants. In 2004, Dove Beauty Projects also launched their own hugely successful campaign for real beauty, and the company has been using regular folks as models ever since. News to cheer this week? Goel Ratzon, age 59, a sect leader accused of keeping at least 17 women and 40 children in cramped apartments in several locations in the Tel Aviv area, was arrested by Israeli police on suspicion of enslaving and sexually abusing them. He is said to have held these women under his strict control, enforcing a draconian book of rules which specified behavior and punishments. This week we note that a U.S. study shows that 1 in 4 female teens has been involved in a serious violent activity in the past year. Male teens were yet more aggressive, though, as their rate was 1 in 3. The study reports a possible connection between fighting and drug and alcohol use as well. We note that Governor David A. Patterson cooled his support for former Tennessee Congressman Harold E. Ford Jr. when women's rights activists attacked his record on reproductive rights. Ford is weighing a New York primary challenge to Senator Kirsten E. Gillibrand. We note that Kim Gandy, former president of National Organization for Women, or NOW, has become vice president and general counsel of the Feminist Majority Foundation and the Feminist Majority. We also note that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin joined Fox News, a deal that instantly ignited speculation that Palin is weighing a presidential bid, although she has yet to give such an indication. And finally, we note that the Kansas trial of anti-abortion activist Scott Roeder, who is accused of killing abortion provider Dr. George Tiller, is set to begin this week. Roeder, age 51, is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Tiller, one of the few late-term abortion providers in the United States, who was shot while serving as an usher at his Wichita church in May of 2009. Last week, Sedgwick County District Judge Warren Wilbert said he would allow defense lawyers to argue that Roeder's actions amounted to voluntary manslaughter, a charge applied when a defendant acts with the belief that circumstances justify deadly force. This report was compiled by the staff of the Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.